We were flummoxed when this CD crossed our desks. It's a collection of murder ballads from Finland, and the songs are, by their nature, disturbing. This one goes on at great gruesome length about the assassination of Tsar Alexander II in 1881. Rikkaan ja köyhän maja murheella täytetty. What caught our eye was the photo on the cover. Two beefy, big-jawed men with cruel eyes. They're in prison garb, shackled with heavy chains at the neck, wrists, knees, and feet. Turns out they're legendary 19th-century murderers from Finland, the kinds of characters you'll find in these murder ballads, or...
Murha balladia.
Murha balladia.
Yes, very good.
That's Kimmo Pojanen, who's kind of a punk accordion renegade. He sports a mohawk, and his other projects mix accordion music with wrestling or farm tools and animals. Now it's all songs about murder, which he says go deep in Finnish culture.
There's lots of songs about murders in every ballads, lamentations, broadside ballads, our national epic. So this is a big part of our culture. There was even saying that if there was a wedding and three people were not killed, it wasn't a good wedding.
You guys really know how to celebrate over there.
You know, these stories which tells these kind of horrible things, in a way there's lots of Finnish black humor also. These murder songs are... At the same time, they are frightening and also fascinating, and sometimes there is hatred or sometimes even admiration towards the murders.
Well, apparently, the Finns like to sing these songs at great length. Some of these songs are closing in on 12 minutes on your album. That's a lot of murder in there.
Yeah, in the old days, there was more time for people to listen music and stop by. Actually, these songs we are having at this CD, is in a way we have to shorten them. Because
you see, these are shorter than the originals.
Yes, you know, sometimes those can have like more than 100 verses.
And you're saying some of these songs would have hundreds of verses.
You know, our national epic Kalevala consists something like 23,000 verses or even more. In old days, people were singing like the days and days, and so that's why the stories used to be really long.
You're sure this is not a joke? This is an actual tradition, you're saying, in Finland?
It's not a joke, you know. It's true fact that we have this kind of murder songs which are sang by funny way and putting less fear there.
You know, Kimmo, there are going to be people listening to this thinking, why glorify brutality? Why glorify murder like this?
I think we have... beautiful sunny days. We have sometimes very ugly days, and of course the murder is something really, really extraordinary. But as a musician, I think that it's great to make music which is beautiful, but then on the other hand, I want to put something energy about those other days to music also. I think, for example, my music is just like Finnish weather. It can be sometimes ugly, sometimes very beautiful, and in a way you want to put those both parts of the music too.
Well, Kimmo Pojanen, thank you for talking to us. This is definitely one of the strangest albums to cross our desk in a very long time.
Thank you very much, and have a great day there.
The CD is called Murha Balladeja, Finnish Murder Ballads, featuring Kimmo Pojanen on accordion with singer Heikki Laitinen.
Sillä mä pistin sen veitse sun petollisen rintasi.